Lexi.
I'm Winwin.
I'm Emma.
I'm Unicorn.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Candy.
I'm Tom.
I'm Michael.
I'm McTavish.
I'm Shirley.
I'm Colin.
And this is Banana Hot Talk.
Hello, my dear fellow listeners. Welcome back to the Banana Hot Talk FM 89.3. I'm your old friend Emma.
And I'm your best friend Michael.
Best friend, seriously. Oh, let me tell you guys something about this so-called best friend. He was late for nearly an hour.
Come on, Emma, I have a reason.
A reason? I'm all ears.
Well, I'm busy.
Oh, here we go again. This is definitely the lamest reason, and I got so bored of it. Can't you just learn better?
Well, yeah, you got it. I guess that's exactly what I need to learn. And that's actually the topic we're gonna talk about today, the reasons or excuses that we use to account for our mistakes.
Yes, and we also invited some old friends to share with us their experiences of giving and receiving reasons or excuses. They are Candy.
Hi.
And Tom.
Hello everyone, Tom. Long time no see.
Oh yeah, you finally come back. And McTavish.
Yeah, hello guys.
Yeah, I never want to see you again.
Oh, so
mean. Oh, this is gonna be a confession day and full of fun.
Yeah. You have everything and it's all in your mind. So, Candy, is there any funny stories you want to share with us?
Yes, I have two stories I want to share with you. The first one is last summer. A boy and he's my classmate in high school. And he invited me to watch the film.
Which film?
Yeah, about romantic. But I don't remember the name. I don't know what he think of me, but I think maybe he wants to treat me.
Maybe the date.
But so I found some excuse because I don't like him so much.
Well, you can still go to the film with him, you know. Buy you the ticket, that's good.
No. I said, oh, I remember the film.
Tiny Hand.
Oh,
Tiny Hand.
Yeah.
Oh,
hi,
I'm Unicorn. No, Unicorn, so when and where did you just pop out?
Well, I'm everywhere.
Oh, yeah, it's like nightmares.
Keep going. And I don't like him, so I find the excuse that I don't like watch films, and I just want to watch films at home, but not to the cinema. So that's an excuse, I think. And so I didn't go to watch film with him. And finally, he said, I want to find a girlfriend who wants to watch films with me.
To the cinema, not at home.
Yeah, not at home, but you're not that kind of girl. So he rejected me and went. So I'm so shocked that I didn't see any word of, I don't like you, I don't want to go to film with you, but he rejected me at very first.
But actually, you rejected him.
Yeah, you told him that
I don't like to go to the cinema for the film. You are rejecting his invitation.
Yeah, I reject the invitation, but I'm not rejecting him.
What's the point? You don't want to go to the cinema to watch the film, or you don't want to go to the cinema with him to watch the film.
I don't find that any difference. But I just see.
Stop, guys. Here's the unicorn question. First, did you have feeling for that guy who invited you to the film?
No, not at all.
So that you mean if you go to the theater with someone else, it's okay to watch a film, but you didn't want to go with him.
Yes, that's an excuse.
Yeah, so you're rejecting. You reject. Yes. Why you have this thought that he
rejected you. Because he sees that first. Maybe that's his excuses to keep some dignity. But whatever, I don't like
but
him.
I don't think he's losing his dignity.
Doesn't matter, you don't like him.
And now here's the second uniform question. Like, have you ever made an excuse like this to your boyfriend Iceman?
Oh no! Next question.
Oh no! That's the key point we want to know about.
We just watched one film that is Murenshu, you know? Yes, just one. Since we hung up.
But have you ever made an excuse like this when he wanted to ask you out?
No, I was going with him.
That's the truth.
Maybe we'll talk to Iceman later.
So yeah. What about him? What about, you know, is there any time you ask him out or you want him to spend some time with you, but he come up with some excuses or reasons to turn you down? Oh, yesterday.
Oh! Hey Iceman, listen here. Can you tell me something bad about you? Listen carefully.
We have a singing competition, you know. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we take part in the competition. But Iceman, he goes to the Peking University to watch a boring competition. I don't know what that competition, but he didn't came to watch our competition. Maybe he found it very interesting and we found it inside. I don't think so.
But the key is his girlfriend is in this competition.
Yeah,
but he.
That's very important.
I think I can understand because, like, to me, girlfriend is
not.
You don't always go.
But Matt Carriage
goes
into the competition. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's her girlfriend.
Like, yeah.
For one point, that's my assignment, you know. I'm not. That's my appointment.
No, that's
to take a photo. And but
you volunteered to do that job.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's my will. Yeah,
and
that's my will. You got it, man.
Didn't do some photo works at Euro, but this time he's so active to take photos for us.
Yeah, you guys know me.
I know
And he's recently started to do the morning reading, and he's a guy who gives flowers, and now he's doing morning reading for her girl. Come on,
and actually, he didn't need some morning reading.
Come on, this is like a corner for me to become a guy who likes to study.
So why didn't you come to the boss night this morning?
Because of my chest pain.
Oh, yeah, here we go. My cabbage, she definitely has to share with us why always chest pain.
Okay, now guys, here's a chance to make this clear. Because this is a totally misunderstanding, okay? Now I will tell you what's going on. That day, in the morning, I got up and I just, you know, I set an alarm clock and the bells ring and just scare me from a nightmare. And then I got up and breathed severely. And then those air stuck in my lung and made me very pain.
In the chat.
Yes.
That's why you got
kissed. Yes, so that's a fact, not an excuse. But you guys think that is an excuse.
For the whole time I thought you are having boob.
come on, okay. I know I always be absent from class, but that time it's really a fact because I have chest pain. That's a real chest pain. Maybe you think that is ridiculous for a boy, but that's true.
No,
okay?
Actually, when I heard that you asked me flat off for this reason, I felt it totally reasonable because I know a guy who used to have serious chest pain and he died.
Oh, come on. I know, this is a joke from our teacher, right, Meng Wanjian. I know that.
But the reason why, I mean, I don't know, but it seems like every time you're absent from class and the people just, you know, especially when the teacher asks, oh, where is McTavish? Why didn't he come today? And everybody just says, because of his chest pain. Yeah.
Come on, that's why this fact become a so-called excuse.
Yeah,
but you guys think that every time I was absent from the class and I use this excuse, but I don't use this excuse. Just you guys make it.
So, okay, we got it now. It's like. you really had experienced chest pain for the first time.
Yeah.
And then later, people just, you know, take the mickey out of you and they just try to
put it
into every scenario, every cases that you are absent from class.
So this become a, so we call like a gun.
Oh, oh. And this is classic.
Well, unicorn question. Like, Chris, you have to say, really, you missed a lot of classes, right?
Not a lot of, just a little bit.
Major.
No.
Majority.
And my question is, since you say that you only used the fact your chest pain for once, and what about all the classes you were absent?
I got a
you know, I'm getting cold now.
Okay, come on, that's not the reason. But I got a lot of excuses like that. Just like, I'm ill and I have a lot of work to do, or like,
fever. You use the fever for 3 times to tell me that you...
Not fever, it's a headache,
fever,
like cold, like
fever,
something else,
fever,
but not fever.
Fever.
Yeah,
yeah,
I guess, sorry, like...
But that's enough.
Well, you know, like, that Tavish was the monitor of my PE class.
Yeah.
And this semester, I had 3 times to ask a class of, and I just WeChat him, say, okay, Mike Tavish, I have something to do, or I'm not feeling good, so I need to ask the class off. You know what? Every time, he would just reply to me like, oh, I caught a fever, I'm not, like, to attend a class today either. So you need to find
But I have to say, that time I said I have a fever, and that's a fact. And
but
I really have a
times,
fever.
But 3 times, no. and all 3 times you got a fever.
Alright, and the first time I said I got a fever and you believe me, so I think that's make a good effect, so I just continue using it.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, I think McTavish's chest pain is a sign of illness. This illness is called the cancer of lazy.
Whoa!
Oh,
the cancer of lazy, wow.
Okay, alright, whatever. I admit it, I'm a lazy guy.
But
something like that.
Yeah, we can draw a conclusion from that Tavish story. Once a reason or an excuse becomes like powerful or useful for one time, and you know, it might be carried out for the rest of the time.
Yeah.
How people just don't really believe that. And
yeah.
And particularly
the chest
when you not about the chest thing. I mean. If you use the excuse for one time, and maybe the next time, if they find out you are using excuse before, and they won't believe you,
yeah.
And they think you are using excuse another time, again and again, just like this.
I mean, that is to say that once you got a really amazing or how to say awesome excuse for a class or whatever, something else, and you need to take all these sad effects, like. We'll keep on talking about the chest pain, the fever, and the weak matter.
Whatever, I'm used to ignoring this.
Okay, since Tommy said something about the cancer of lazy, why don't you share something about your excuses?
Oh, my story happens in high school. It's a Saturday night, I deceived to my mother that I will study in school, and he believed me. But in fact, I just live in hotel with my girlfriend.
Wait.
And unicorn question again.
Yeah, unicorn question again, since you were with your girlfriend at a hotel. So what did you do that night? Don't tell me you were watching football game all night long.
Yeah,
I won't believe
yeah.
it.
That
I think
what you said.
No!
But in Sunday early morning, my mother go to school, go to my room to give me a breakfast.
But it wasn't.
Yeah, I wasn't here. And my roommate called me that your mother is coming. Where are you?
What?
What happened?
It's too early morning. It's just like 7
yeah.
o'clock.
What happened?
And then I just go.
You're nervous.
I just. How cold!
And you know what?
You know, when you are in the bed and when you're hugging your girlfriend and you receive a phone that, where are you? Your mother's coming here!
Yeah.
What
I'm
you
so
like?
Nervous.
What do you feel like?
And I take a taxi to my school.
I just run in my school to make myself ready. And then I go to my roommate told me that my mother go to classroom to find me. And I go to my room to pick football shoes. And then I go to classroom. My mother was waiting there. My mother, when he see me, he said, "Why? It's too early morning. Where are you? What are you doing?" I just said, "I go to play football." Yeah.
Well, actually, you didn't just make an excuse to deceive your mom that you are in the school. You actually directed. Yeah, you actually directed the whole drama show to prove your mom that you are doing something else. But actually, well, that's not just an excuse.
I think it's a simple excuse. But my mother believes it.
That's yeah. So anyway, it's sort of like reminds me when I was in my middle school and I got my first boyfriend. But
and then go to the hotel with me?
No, I didn't go to the hotel.
They do it in public.
No, I do explain. Yeah, exactly. The thing is that his parents always went out of town and he was always home alone anyway, and the thing is that I need some excuses. I have to make up some reason to try to, you know, deceive my parents that I'm doing something else. I'm going out and I have to get back quite late because his home was really close to my primary school, and that was when I was in middle school. I always used to excuse this. "Mom, I'm going to visit my primary school math teacher today." And then the next day, "Mom, I'm going to visit my primary school Chinese teacher today." And then the next day, "Mom, I'm going to see my English teacher from my primary school." My mom was like, "Why are you always, you know, going back to your primary school?" And I said, "Because memories is the most precious thing I can have now. I'm not having a good time in middle school. And I really miss my old friends, my old teachers, my primary school." So I said, "Okay, fine, then you go." And they didn't find it out at all. Not until I finally confessed, you know, made a confession, and I said, "Actually, you know, those time I've been out all the time. Actually, I had a boyfriend that time." But by the time I made a confession to my parents, we broke up already. So
you know what, that would never work for me because my grandpa just worked in my primary school. And all the teachers were his colleagues. So, you know, whatever I do in a private school or what happened between me and my teachers, my family, they will know. Even know it before I told them.
So you never make up any excuses?
I can! Because if I make up an excuse, they will find it's not the truth immediately.
But
even faster than immediately.
So what about, is there any experiences about relationships, the excuses you guys use for a relationship?
I don't have an excuse to reject other people. But other people use a very, very ridiculous excuse to reject me. Also in high school, I like a tall girl.
Oh,
and it's so pretty. She's a year older than me. Before she take part in the final exam, she walked past my classroom. And I finally mustered up the courage to ask her phone number. But she told me that I don't use cell phone.
Then you
I believe it.
Oh my god, you are so
what?
When you were in senior high schools, everybody had a
cell phone. Not really.
Oh, really?
But you know he doesn't have any alternate.
But in night, when I go to restaurant to eat a midnight snack, I see this girl sit there, play her cell phone with her girlfriend.
Wow.
It's a so sad story, I'm so mad.
I think that was just very obvious excuse. Well, obvious, you know, like a saying, like a line.
Maybe very sad.
It's very common nowadays when you want to, you know, reject someone, but in a very polite way, you don't want to do that.
But
everybody actually knows that.
But this girl never go to a restaurant at midnight. I don't know what she wants to do.
Cause she's a bitch.
But I'm curious about that. You say that she is sitting in a restaurant with her girlfriend?
Girlfriend!
Alright, I misunderstand.
The world is filled with lesbians and gays, and including you, McTavish.
No.
You're a gay.
No, I just wondered that what's upsetting Tom? It is the girl is lying to him, or the girl is a lesbian? I just wondered that.
I don't like you because I don't like your name. Because our name doesn't fit each other, so we should freak out. Or because you're a chef and I'm a vegetarian, I don't think we are. Stuff like that. Anyway, that's just fun. And with us, my love today. And so that's all the talk today. And thank you guys again for coming.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye. Bye.